Lord, we come before you. And help me take a deep breath. As we're your fellowship together and we laugh and we encourage one another, even when pastors are late. Lord, we do lift up our team down in Costa Rica and just say another word for them. But right now, as we focus on your word, would you teach us? Teach us about no faith, but teach us more about having faith. As we go through the storms of life, what do? For we look to you and the power of your grace and your spirit that lives within us. Teach us in this time. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So you had the reading in the scripture. And here's what I want you to remember about that scripture. So I'm going to illustrate a little bit about what's going on. So Jesus, in the scripture at this point, Jesus has finished his dissertation, diatribe, or preaching to a multitude of people, probably in the side of the mountain. Because if you remember in scripture, before the text that we just read, it was about the parables, and he was explaining the parables. And so in these parables, he gets done, and he is kind of probably wasted. He's tired. That's what's kind of in the text. They take him as he is upon this boat. And so as they get into the boat, he gets the comfort seat. So on this boat, there would be one cushion. And that cushion would be for the person who was the honored guest of the boat. And so, as he gets on the boat and they get out into the water, and as he goes out in the water, he just kind of looks like you, just kind of slumped over like that, okay? And he starts falling asleep. Okay, kind of like you too. There you go, just got that. But your eyes are awake. So he starts falling asleep. And as he's falling asleep and as he sleeps, who knows, he may be sawing logs. I don't know. We just know he's asleep. And so all of a sudden, the winds from the 2,000-foot-high mountain comes whisking over and hits the warm waters of the Sea of Galilee that are 680 feet below sea level. Boom. And when that happens, there's all this turbulence that gets churned up, all these waves that get churned up, and so the storm starts creating these waves to billow over the bow and starts filling up to the boat to the point that these disciples are starting to get really scared that they're going to sink. So maybe it's really filled with water. And the whole time, Jesus is just sleeping. And so in their fear, they go, what do we do? Brad, what do we do? What are we going to do now? We're going to die. And I have this thought that someone said, hey, let's wake up Jesus. So they go over to Jesus and say, Master, Master, do you not care that we're going to die here? And he gets up. Oh, what? And it's raining and water's billowing over the bow and it's going back and forth. And he looks up and he goes to the wind and he says, hush. That's really what the Greek says. Hush. Be still. And the waters calm because the wind pulls back. And the boat gets stable. And the disciples, they can't step back because they slip out of the boat. But they probably were like, wow. That was cool. And they were filled with awe. Because they saw another mighty work of God through the life of Jesus. But Jesus said to them and looked at them and said, look, do you all not have any faith at all? And so guess what? Our Jenga thing right here has faith. But we're talking about them having no faith. And that's what that story is about, is about them starting off with no faith. They just didn't get it. And so when Jesus talks to them about no faith, he highlights that. Careful. Anybody back there? Oh, yes. Yes. I did it. So often, though, people are messing around with their faith and they pull it out of their belt, if you'd call it, only to watch their life go down in shambles just like a Jenga game. Because we all need faith. And when we have no faith, what do we have that we can hold on to? And so I think about the idea of the disciples. And they forgot the special anointing Jesus had. And they forgot the one who healed people, who pulled people out of their despair, who exorcised people. They forgot what Jesus had done. They forgot what God had done in the Old Testament to bring the people through. They forgot. They forgot that God was there. And so many times for us, we forget God is here with us. And this scripture is a reminder. God was there through Jesus the Christ in the boat. And God is with us right here through the power of the Holy Spirit. So that we can have faith. So what is faith? Now we realize that faith are believing in things yet unseen. But I'm concerned that people don't fully understand the idea of faith. And I want to give you a practical way to do that. So if you would bring up 1 Corinthians 10:13. And so in this scripture verse, let me ask you this question. How many of y'all have heard these words? God's not going to give you more than what you can bear. Raise your hand. Yes. I've heard about it my whole life. And I tell you what, now it's like, yeah, right. Because I've been through enough that it's like, no, it's not that simple. And I think you all can't be fooled either. It's not that simple. The words I'm going to read deal with either temptation or testing. And so let's read this. I'm going to take it kind of one by one, verse by verse or line by line. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. So what that's telling you is that everybody has been through what you've been through. That's not a good way to say it. Not everybody. But there are people who have been where you are. There are people who have gone what you're going through. There are people who have struggled with what you are struggling with. And so I think about, have you heard about Alex Trebek? Cancer of the pancreas. 97%, I think, death rate. And it was great to hear him stand up and say, I'm going to beat this. He's got to have that idea. And you realize I'm pointing my finger because emphasizing, I'm going to beat this. And then last night, there were two people that were on a show that had been through that cancer and they survived. They were part of the 3%. And they said, you have to believe that you're going to be okay. Those people who have already been before are helping that person who's going through right now. And so with Alex Trebek and this situation, somebody else has already been through it. It's not uncommon, and no matter what you are going through, somebody's been through it. And so it says this, God is faithful. And he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. And that's where we get it. We just take that part right there. Okay, good. I'm done. I won't be tested more than what I can withstand. And then we're like the Jenga game, and we get pressed, and it all falls down. Now, here's where faith really does kick in. It's to me and the rest of the word. But with the testing, he will also provide a way out so that you can be able to endure it. How many of y'all have heard that? We don't usually hear that side of it. Richard, I'm glad you have, but we usually don't. Hey, I see things. If you're falling asleep, I watch you nodding. So, but with the testing, he will also provide a way out. So the idea here is like a boat. The Greek wordage here is like a ballast in a boat. Greg, do you know what a ballast does? There you go. It's heavy, right? Okay. And it goes into somewhere in the boat to straighten the boat out. Okay. So that weight and that ballast that's in there, as you're going through rough waters, it's going to balance you out so you can go straight through there. And it deals with a ship that's going through an inlet area where the waters are changing and they're really choppy. And it's about being able to maneuver through those rough waters in that narrow passage and making it out to the other side. And so those words to me are, yeah, you may have strength, but you know what? God's not just going to take it away. I remember when I was in high school and even junior high, I'd always pray that God would bring a snowstorm up in Maryland so I wouldn't have to go to school and do that test. It didn't work. But these words show this, that where God was there with the disciples, these words say, God is with us right now. Not only giving us strength, but when we are going through the difficulties and struggles, that as we look out and look up to God, God is going to give us a way through what we're going through to the other side. The hard part is we just have to continue to keep moving. So often, we allow ourselves to become victims. And we stop right there saying, God, you're not going to let me tested more than what I can withstand. Change your thinking. God, my strength is weary. Show me the way through so that I can make it to the other side. That's what faith is to me. Is the belief that God is right here and everywhere. And God is going to give us a way through as we get to the other side. I was thinking about this. I thought, how do you wrap it up? And there's a number of things I can say from a person I know that's struggling with cancer, multiple people. And you know, we as pastors, we get a lot of information about what's going on in people's lives and where they're struggling. And we try to help them through by caring for them like you all would do with a friend. But there's one time, and I thought about Costa Rica, and I thought about one time 20 years ago, basically. I would take doctors and nurses and chiropractors and dentists down to Mexico, and we'd go do a 5-day trip down to Mexico and do all we do it in certain towns. So I have a group of 20, and we've got a couple vans going down there, and we've got two locations we're going to go to, one over here, which is a nice little town. And group goes over here, and I'm taking this other group over here to this way out area. I mean, trees lining the road. It's like anybody can jump out and take over the bus or whatever. And we get to this medical hut right in the middle of nowhere. And it really is in drug lord area. So we get out there, and we're kind of get out, and we're standing around. There's nobody there. It's like, where is everybody? And here I am, the leader, and I've got these people who spend a lot of money to get down there and don't take money because they're not working. And so I'm starting to get really upset. And so finally somebody comes over and says to me, what are you doing here? And I'm going like, we're here to do medical missions. Don't you know? I didn't say it like that, but yeah, I just got to play it up a little bit. So, but that was what was going on inside of me. So I said, there's nobody here. We didn't know that you were coming. And so all of a sudden, steam starts coming out of my ears. My face gets all red. And it's like, what do you do? So we talk about, well, do we break into the medical hut? That would be a bad idea. Okay, so we didn't do that. So I'm fuming. And so I say, okay, back in the bus. And so we get in there, and I'm driving. I get my earphones on, and I'm listening to Boston or something like that, just trying to calm down. And so we're driving back, and all of a sudden I start hearing this voice say, just go back to the other place. Go back to that. I just kept hearing it. It's like, okay. God, get me through this, because I am really mad. Go back to the other place. So we go to the other place that we had people, 10 people there, and they're kind of all set up. And there was the longest line of people that I had ever seen at one of these things. While people were stepping out, all of a sudden I heard this voice say, okay, you have this person go there, this group go there, you have over there. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, you go right over here, you go right over there, you go right over here. And then all of a sudden, the line gets even longer. That day, we served more people than we ever had in the whole time we had done missions down in Mexico. Thank God that God started talking to me about what to do to get through, rather than me just throwing up my hands and giving up. Faith is going through the storm, going through the difficulty, knowing God is here, and God is going to give you a way through as you get to the other end. But you got to be watching. You got to be asking. You got to be praying for that insight. Let's pray. Lord, it's so difficult sometimes to have faith, depending on what we're going through. So, Lord, we do ask that rather than just thinking that we've got enough strength and you're not going to let us go through what we can't have the strength for, help us to realize that you help us through. You give us a way. Help us to look for it, that we may know of your way by having faith. For you were there with the disciples. And we can have faith that you are here with us, because you are everywhere through the power of your Holy Spirit. And may we live into that as we go through each day of life, in every storm we encounter, in every flooded boat that we're in. Say, hush, and show us your way. For it's in Christ's name we pray.